There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, and that's exactly what Mike has done. Mike, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, it's great to talk to you. You give great advice.
Thank you. I'm going to help.
And my question is, I have a question about a friend of mine. I'd like to get some feedback from you.
Okay.
I know somebody for 15 years. Great friends, very close on the phone because she lives in Florida. I've called you before. And I live in New Jersey Shore area.
Okay.
And we were very close on the phone talking back and forth. We dated a few times. And I used to give her presents. I used to give her money and cash to help her out. But anyway, then she borrowed money from me and then finally she paid me back. And then you said, anyway, I found out She moved to South Florida. She was the one that disappeared. I talked to you a few months ago. I didn't know what happened to her. She just moved, and she said she was going to South Florida on a vacation. And then I never found out what happened to her. And I was like, how do I find out what happened to her? She's so mysterious. But anyway, a friend of mine, my sister's girlfriend, sent her a birthday card with some cash in it. And I sent her a birthday card to her old address. But I never heard back from her. I didn't send her any cash because I didn't hear from her for 3 months. I said, why should I give her a present? If somebody's not calling me for 3 months, I'm not going to give her. Every year I used to give her a birthday cash present. But anyway, my friend, she gave her cash. But guess what? The friend of my sister, I said, have you heard from that girl, from the girl? Well, she's an older woman. She's like 20 years older than me. I said, have you heard from her? And she's like, oh, yeah, I got a card from her. Thanking for the birthday present. I said, well, did you get her address? Yes, she got her address, but she didn't get her new phone number. So now, I never got her address. That's very strange. I sent her a card, but I didn't give her cash because I didn't hear from her for 3 months. So I didn't know what to do. I figured, why should I give her money if she's not
getting
her?
I got it. Okay.
So what should I have done? Well, anyway, she's given her address, but she didn't give her a phone number, which is very strange. Everybody should give somebody their phone number.
Well, it may be that she has a different relationship with the other person. I mean, not
well,
only
she known her for 35 years. She's known her for 35 years. She's known me for 15. She used to work with her in the company.
But listen, as you know, Mike.
Should I want my question? But you didn't let me get my question. The quick question is, so now we know her address. So should I write her a note and say, hi, how you doing? Haven't heard from you in 6 months, which is a long time in my book. Because if you're friends with somebody for 15 years and then you haven't heard from them in 6 months, that's a long time. Should I write? That's the reason why I'm calling. Should I just write her a little note and or card and say, hi, thinking of you? Just
well, you don't have a phone number, so you can't call her.
Right. I could do a research and try to find her number, but I mean, I could probably find her number because the
right,
other
tell me when you're ready to stop talking. Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Would I send her a note? I think there's no harm in that, but I certainly wouldn't chastise her. I would just send her a note saying, hi, how are you doing? You were on my mind. Did you get my card? And,
right.
But I think Mike, you have to stop talking. I'm not going to talk over you. I think what she's saying is, for whatever reason, I don't want to play right now. Because I think you're right. When people drop off the radar, they drop off for a reason. Now, she hasn't shared the reason with you, and it may have nothing to do with you. It may be that she's seeing somebody, and this guy feels that corresponding with a man, even though the two of you have been friends for a long time, is not, you know, doesn't work it for him in the relationship. You don't really know. It may have been something that you said that she's unhappy about, but most people, especially if you've been friends for 15 years, would say, gee, Mike, you know, I was upset that you did this. But for whatever reason, she's saying, I'm not playing right now. Do I think there's any problem about you sending her a note just saying, hi, you know, miss talking with you? No. Would I lay her out in lavender? No, because she's clearly not sort of very disposed toward dealing with you right now. And
should I give her a gift? Wait a second. Should I give her a gift?
No. No, we don't bribe our friends to like us. No. I think
if I give her $50, she'll call me on the phone.
Well, then go ahead and give her $50. That's, you know.
It's like a waste of money.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not friendship. That's, you know, that's commerce. Listen, I think what you need to do is just understand that friendships go through hills and valleys, and that for whatever reason, she's kind of in a valley right now, that she's not really interested in being in touch for whatever reason. And that at some point she'll either get in touch. My guess is if you looked at the relationship, there have probably been other times where she's bounced off the radar, or maybe you have. Maybe there's something else going on in your life.
I'm a steady person. I never bounce off. She goes away for 2 weeks or a month and doesn't call me. But this is 6 months. This is crazy, I think. You don't think that's abnormal to just drop off the face of the earth?
No, Mike, I just explained to you why I thought it not only was not crazy, but pretty common.
It's common, okay. That's hurtful is what I think, because...
Well, it certainly doesn't feel very good, but I think at this moment that you can certainly... You have really only two... You have two options, and you think you have three, and I would disagree with the third option. The two options that I see you as having is you can just sort of back off and see what happens and see whether or not she gets in touch in some period of time. Mm-hmm. Or you can, as we talked about, send her a little note that just says, "Hi, miss talking to you. Give me a holler when you get a moment." And see what happens. Both of them, I agree, that you put you in a relatively passive position. The second is a little less passive. You're at least doing something. What you want to do is demand an explanation, and I don't think that's going to work. I don't think she's going to give it to you. And if she does, I think it will very likely signal the end of a relationship rather than at least, I mean, it's certainly a tenuous relationship at this moment, but you being aggressive to her is not going to work, I don't think.
Okay, that's what I thought. So I'm thinking, so if you were me, would you do the card or would you just back off and not do it?
It depends. I guess it depends on what the nature of the relationship was ongoing and how I felt about it. And you can certainly wait it.
It was a 15-year
No, you keep saying, Mike, you don't have to tell me something more than once, and you certainly don't have to tell me four or five times.
Okay. I know. I'm just saying, I just don't know what to do. So with the
card. But Mike, your two options are to wait it out a little bit, and or to send her a card, and you can certainly do both. You can wait it out a little bit, and then maybe you've got Easter and Passover coming up. You can send her a cute little bunny card or something. I would certainly not send any money, because then what you're really talking about is friendship for money, and that's not going to work for you. Presumably, I mean, presumably there are people who like you because they like you, as opposed to because you said money.
I like to talk to her. That's all. It'd be worth it.
Well, the question is, is it worth $50 to you? If it's worth $50, then maybe that's the deal. That instead of calling a 1-800 or 1-900 place, that you, but you know, that seems, then don't call it a friendship. Call it a contract, where if you pay her money, she'll talk to you.
Well, it's not a friendship. When I wanted her money, she was always talking to me back in the day.
Mike, that's what I just said. That's not a friendship. It's commerce. It's saying that I will pay for your time.
You think that's paying for time? You don't think that's right?
That's exactly what it is.
You really think that, really? Yeah.
Well, but you just said to me, if you send her money, she'll talk to you. If you don't send her money, she won't. What else would you call it?
I do enjoy talking to her, you know, because we had the 15-year talk.
Mike, don't tell me 15 years again, or I swear I'm going to hang up on you. What I just said was, it's quite clear that you view it as a friendship, she views it as a business deal. So if it's worth it to you for $50 to talk with her, then send her $50. But don't confuse it as a friendship. Our friends don't talk to us because we give them money. Our friends talk to us because they like us.
I talked to my sister about that, and she said, don't send her any money. She's using you for your cash. And she's just a user. Just let her go. And she said, find somebody else. She's just taking up too much of your time as it is. That's what my sister said. She's older.
Well, there you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, in the news today, and I know that the news today is still a lot about the German wing crash, and it's the story unfolds, it's getting worse and worse. Apparently American airlines, American carriers, have the rule that there have to be two people in the cockpit at any particular time. Because I remember thinking when the cockpit door was locked that this is sooner or later going to cause some problems. But, and this one, it's absolutely unclear, I think, what's going on. There was apparently no note, but apparently this guy had some medical issues. It's not clear that he was mad at anybody, but if you've got medical issues, you know, go out and get a private plane and crash in the Alps. Why would you take a plane with 150 other people on it? But I suppose we'll never know. Okay, speaking of, let me give you a good news story, just because. Apparently, North Carolina coach Dean Smith left every player he ever coached $200 in his will.
The late, great Dean Smith.
So, I mean, he's going to be viewed as even greater, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it was something like 100 and... I think it was like 180, because he was the North Carolina coach for over three decades. And I think it was, he ended up being like 180.
He died, February 7th, 2015.
Yep.
Just a month ago. Each player was important. I'm just trying to figure out how many players he actually had. Enjoy your dinner out.
I think it was like 180.
184 players.
Yep.
Well, that's an interesting use of money, isn't it? So that's, $37,000?
Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah.
There you go. Michael Jordan was... what's Michael going to do with his $200, we wonder?
He'll probably just go out to dinner, I guess.
Probably McDonald's. I don't know that. But, I mean, it's a nice gesture, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, and he was a guy...
Going to have dinner.
Yeah, and he was... Dean Smith was probably one of the most beloved and respected...
Yeah.
Well, hopefully... Ever.
Yeah, hopefully... and he ended up well, because they're like Bear Bryant. They're ones that were really beloved until they made some... Or Joe Paterno, that they did something kind of weird at the end of their career.
Yeah.
I guess being a coach is a pretty powerful position, so...
And you see that with college coaches, I think, more so than probably professional coaches. I mean...
Well, I think both. But
yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I think both, too. But I think you more so with college
coaches. Well, there are a lot more college coaches than there are professional coaches. So.
Yeah.
I mean, just statistically, you're going to assume that there's going to be more one place than the other. Hopefully, none of them will take the $200 and go to a McDonald's because there's a woman there... who didn't get bacon on her burger, so she shot up the drive-thru. I don't know. I don't know that this... She seems like she was overly caffeinated. Or, you know, it may be that there have been studies that suggest that meat, that beef in particular, causes an increase in testosterone. So maybe this woman doesn't need any more beef than she's already getting. Or I guess bacon could be pork as well.
So she complained to a manager and was offered a free burger?
So she just shot people. Well, you know, I mean, I suppose if you're going for health food, you're going for health food. And this is another story of the system actually working. I think Boston woman claiming to be bombing victim indicted for fraud. I mean, can you imagine that? That's really low rent.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Just, yeah.
And in a story that sort of falls halfway between these two, here's the headline, which is sort of interesting. Excuse me. Alcohol ads increased 400% over 40 years. That's the expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
But Americans aren't drinking anymore.
Aren't drinking? They're not drinking anymore than...
Than they were. In fact, if you look at it, they're actually drinking a little less.
Mm.
So what they're finding out now? If you're an if you're somebody who's buying advertising for booze, it turns out. The amount of beer consumed, Manny, pay attention to this, is actually going down. But the amount of wine and hard is going up. So they're saying advertising drives choice, not consumption. So, excuse me, see, even talking about alcohol and bacon just, at least it wasn't chocolate. So they're saying, it was a University of Texas study. And it says that ads have little impact on how much wine, beer, or liquor people consume. But in terms of the brand, that's what'll change.
Okay.
It turns out, so the country is less drunk than it used to be. L.A. has recently banned alcohol advertising from public transit, including bus shelters. Other cities have done so in the past to avoid underage exposure to alcohol ads. It turns out that alcohol ads don't seem to be influencing anybody anyway, but what can I tell you, 54% of public school students found the ads, had seen them. So such well-intentioned bans aren't likely to actually affect limiting how much people drink. I said, although criticism of alcohol advertising and promotional methods abound, remedies that would restrict or overly regulate such communication activities usually do not have the desired effect of reducing consumption. Instead, a more logical alternative would be to communicate as much information as possible about the subject and encourage all viewpoints so our society makes an autonomous, rational choices regarding alcohol consumption. Based on what?
Yeah.
That seems to me, man, that's doublespeak. Most restrictions on alcohol advertising are self-imposed by the beverage industry and focus on encouraging responsible drinking. That's why most beer ads, for example, focus on taste rather than hard partying. I don't know what ads they're seeing, but the ones I've seen have women in short, tight clothes sort of serving lots of sort of rowdy guys.
Yeah.
Maybe they're looking at different ads than I'm looking at. There's a recent spot from Heineken Light starring Neil Patrick Harris, who seems confused about why he's not allowed to actually drink the beer on camera. There are no specific rules, apparently, governing alcohol ads. Apparently, the Beer Institute has their own sets of advertising rules and guidelines. They should never condone drunken driving. Well, how really modern of them. Or show someone who's lost control from drinking too much. These are ridiculous. Brewers are also advised not to depict scenes of reckless drinking behavior, such as college students playing beer pong or funneling beers.
Hmm.
Jeez. Brewers agree with the thinking behind the new study that if communities work together, they can find ways to promote responsible drinking without ad bans. Brewers and beer importers have long practiced responsible self-regulation when it comes to advertising, with the first voluntary guidelines dating back to the 1930s. This model is more prompt and flexible than government regulations and is frequently viewed and praised by the FTC as one that conserves limited government resources.
Huh.
Doesn't that whole thing seem a little stupid?
It does seem pretty silly.
I mean, that we're really good guys because we don't show people driving drunk.
Yeah.
Or going through acute alcohol intoxication. Wow, maybe they'll get the Presidential Medal of Freedom for that. I don't think so. 855-993-7569 on Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Mark, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good day, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Mark. How am I going to help you?
This is a gentleman and gentleman problem. Let me start out just saying thank you for your show. It's sure appreciated. But me and my partner has been in therapy probably now for, I would say, a year.
Okay.
And we've been doing everything once a week. And I find that we're not using the tools he's giving when we're at home. You know, I feel that I've been, you know, all around the shoebox. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking that how do you get someone to do what they're doing? Or if you're not, they're not doing their part, I'm kind of thinking the bell.
Let me get a little background. How old are you, Mark?
48,
okay. And how old's your partner?
48.
How long have the two of you been together?
4 years.
Is this first relationship for either of you?
No.
Did both of you agree that therapy was important, or was one of you more?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think we benefited, and we
engaged in therapy, but he's not engaging outside of therapy.
Okay. What was the presenting problem as far as you're concerned? Why did the two of you go to therapy?
He has issues on relationship issues, kind of. He does. He has a lot of issues.
Mike, can you give me a couple of examples?
I think that after 3 years, you would either know if you are in a relationship or not in a relationship, and if you want to be there. And then there's times he, I think it's out of anger, but like, oh, I want out, blah, 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 when we're on an issue. And I can only hear that so many times before I quit giving 110 and I pull back and go to 40. And then when I go to 40, you know, that's not working for nobody.
Okay. Do you know what, if you had a list of three specific behaviors that you would either like him to do or to stop doing, could you give me those three behaviors?
He's very judgmental.
Judgmental, is there a specific area that you feel he's harsh?
Well, yeah, I think he's just more on the side of, I'm more of a personality that, you know, let's make lemonade, so forth, so on. And then I think life affects him more than me. I mean, he's a good person, but I think when something comes up...
Okay, but can you give me a specific example? Is he judgmental about you or other people or your friends?
Everybody.
Well, all right, and the second was... What was the second issue? You said have more fun in life, enjoy life more?
Well, I think that all comes to judging everything. I think it's kind of... Mm-hmm. He had some issues coming out of the closet with his family, and I think kind of left some scars. But in therapy, that's one of the things we're dealing with is anything that's over a 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, when you're angry, is probably old wounds. Below 5 to 1 is probably a natural. He seems to get angry in the 8s all the time.
Okay. What's the third issue as far as you're concerned?
Third issue, pay more attention to his health.
Okay. All right. Mark, let me just go through the three things that you said. I think it's really important that somehow, because I have three different takes on this. Number one, the two of you are clearly have different personality types, and it's probably what attracted the two of you to each other at the beginning, that you're more outgoing, you're bubblier, you're more optimistic, you're more easygoing, you're probably more fun, and so that's what attracted you to him. No, him to you. What attracted you to him is he seems solid, he doesn't seem like a player, he seems like he's loyal, that you could really trust him, that you know he'd be there if things got really rocky. So the two of you are to a certain extent, and I'm sure you share some characteristics in common because you're not children, and you presumably have personality structure, and hopefully there are things you both enjoy doing together, but you do have different personality types, and the first thing we need to look at, which is part of the reason I need to hold you over because I want to go into the other two, but also because I want you to contemplate something for me, which is, are you asking him to be a different person than he's been from the very beginning? Because, you know, we fall in love with somebody thinking that they are one person, and then we get mad at them because they're not that person. But it wasn't that they changed. It's that we are more realistic about who they actually are as opposed to who we wanted them to be. When we're in the first flush of romance, what we view is, oh, this is my soulmate. We both like soup. And we don't look at who that person is. We look at who we want them to be. And then as we get to know them better, what we do is get frustrated with them that they're not the person that we wanted them to be, but they were never that person. They were just what we thought, what we chose to focus on, or what we chose to imbue them with. So let's make sure at the get-go that that's not the problem here, that you're really looking at somebody and understanding this, that he hasn't really changed at all, but that you pulled back the veil a little bit, so you're seeing who he really is, and it's not exactly who you wanted. So let's look at that part first, then we can look at the other two issues.
I think I've kind of looked at the situation, and in therapy, we've kind of looked how to, you know, in therapy, we're learning how to communicate and stuff like that, and like you said, when you bring it home, nobody's using it.
Well, but Mark,
yeah.
I'm saying something completely different than that. I'm saying, is it possible that the issues that you have with him are not a result of a change in his behavior, but that this is who he's always been? He's always been somewhat judgmental, much less than you, or much more than you, that you're easygoing, he's more rigid. And it may make him, for example, better at money. It may mean that he gets tasks accomplished where you're a little bit more lackadaisical. that you're the kind of easygoing guy in the relationship, and he's the one who's more disciplined, gets things done, gets the trains to run on time, the bills paid, and that's part of the appeal, is that the two of you are very different. Is it possible that you are just disliking what his personality is?
He's the same person. I mean, 80% of me really loves him, and then there's a 20%, and I think that's natural in all relationships.
Well, I think it is, too. But, Mark, if that 20% is exactly who he was at the beginning, that he's always been judgmental, he's always been more rigid than you were, he's always been seeing the glass half empty, being angry with him about it now is as foolish as him asking you to stop being such a Pollyanna, to stop being so flirtatious or outgoing, to spend more time at home with him. I mean, you can change behavior. You can't change, and I think most of us don't want to, change personality structure. And that's my question to you. I think you've got, and that's why I think that's the basic issue here. Because the other things are negotiable. So you saying to him, we need to apply the tools of therapy, is not a fair thing to do, especially to somebody you care about. Not to mention, he can't do it. I mean, you're asking him to essentially change his personality.
When I try to engage therapy, what the therapist told us to do, I tried doing it, and then he goes, are you picking a fight? I'm like, hey, this is what he told us to do. And so it's like a waste of time.
Well,
efforts are just became a waste of time.
Well, but Mark, you still have to go back to first principles, which are you asking him to change his personality? I think the therapist making you in charge is a dreadful mistake. And I think the therapist either has to show you how to do it in therapy or give it up. But making one person in charge of the therapy when you're not there...
He just gave us tools to say, if you have something to say, he has us mimicking back to each other. What, Dreamer, you say this, Mark, you say this back, and then I get to say it back, and he says it back. So when I try doing that tool in the middle of a debate, it doesn't work in our house. So I'm like frustrated.
All right, but then you could say to him, I mean, Mark, we keep coming back to the same thing, and I think you're not hearing it because it feels really lousy. But Well, you have to decide, is this really a man I want to spend the rest of my life with? And if so, then there are specific things to do. Is he going to become more like you? Only if he chooses to. And if that's the issue, if what you're really saying to him is, I don't really like your personality. You're too dour, you're always cynical, you're judgmental, you see the negative in everything. Then I think what you have to say to him is, this may not be an issue of relationship. This may be an issue... Because there's only two options here. Either this is who he is and he's perfectly comfortable with it, which means your relationship is doomed. And no amount of therapy and no amount of contract is going to change it, because he's saying, this is who I am, like it or leave it. And you're saying, well, I really don't like it, but I don't want to leave it. And that's something else the two of we need to talk about. Or he's saying, you know what, Mark, you're right. I don't know how to do this. I would love to be happier. I would love to be less judgmental. I don't know how to do it. But you can't become his therapist. You can't say, well, here's how to do it. At that moment, it becomes an issue of private therapy. That he then goes into the therapist and says, look, my mother dropped me on my head when I was a year old. And, you know, and ever since then, I don't trust anybody. You know, and I really would like to be more trusting. I would like to be able to be more relaxed. I would like to be less depressed. I would like to be less angry. Can you help me with that? But that's not a relational issue. That's a personal issue. And you don't do personal issues in the middle of couples work, because it's too scary. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, folks, and you need to do it in the next half hour to 40 minutes because we're going to do a really cool interview called The Hunting Ground, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it at the beginning of next hour. But if you need to talk with me today, Marie is going to be next, but you need to call me relatively quickly. 855-99-37569. Maria, welcome. How am I going to help you?
Hi. I wonder if you can. I'm trying to understand more why I'm feeling very negative, or maybe it's, I guess jealousy, really, of my sister-in-law. I think it's jealousy. I can't quite, you know, pinpoint what I'm feeling, but there's sort of like I'm feeling uncomfortable. And what it is my husband is an attorney and my brother's an attorney, and there's just a big disparity in their salaries. And my brother is a lot younger than my husband, and I guess I'm trying not to be, I don't know why, but it's making me very uncomfortable, because with my brother, his career has, you know, he just went into an area of law where he's made an awful lot of money, and he continues to do so. And it was my husband, actually, that suggested to my brother to go into that area of law, because my husband had more experience and was in a different area. But when my brother graduated law school, my husband was very kind to my brother and said, look, you have a lot of loans, go into this area. And my brother did, and he did very well with it. And I'm happy that he did well with it, but I guess there are two things going on. One is that my husband, you know, makes maybe, I don't know exactly, but I would, let's just say, for example, half the salary of my brother. And, you know, every few months or so, I'm noticing my brother just spending money left and right on more fancy cars and more fancy vacations and a bigger house. And I'm comfortable. And, you know, I'm also a little upset with myself that I'm even annoyed at this, because I don't consider myself a materialistic person. But, you know, I don't know. So there are two things. One is that, you know, at this point, if my husband did even want to switch into another area of law, it would be a huge decision that he would have to make, I know. And it's hard at this point, because he's been doing what he's been doing maybe for about 20 years. So it's very hard for him. My brother, as I said, is about 10 years younger than my husband. Okay. So and now with my sister-in-law, I feel like my brother treats her like a queen, and it just annoys me that I don't think I'm a mean person or a materialistic person, but I guess I am getting very annoyed by that.
Okay, all right, let's walk through it. How many hours a week does your husband spend at work?
Tons. I mean, you know, tons. Leaves at maybe 6 and gets home at like 9.
So it's not that your husband has a 9-to-5 job and your brother, because your brother probably spends...
No, my brother works less hours than my husband. That's another thing that annoys me. Less.
Yeah.
Less. But, right. But yeah.
All right. So do you have kids?
Yes.
Your brother have kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Both my sister-in-law and I are both stay-at-home moms.
How old are your kids?
I have one.
How old?
6.
Okay. Did you work? How long have you been married?
About 17 years.
Did you work before your child was born?
I did, but we waited a long time, and we made a decision that I wouldn't when she was born for a while. I may consider going back at some point.
Okay. What, in terms of, if you went back, did you like the work that you were doing?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine, you know, but I don't think I would want to go back right now, because I'm still very, you know, I haven't really discussed, you know, with my husband whether I should, you know, whether I'd want to go back to...
Well, I think this isn't really about him at this moment, it sounds to me. This is, as you point out, about you. So the discussion with him about going back, when your kid's going to be in school full time, presumably, if not now, next year. So
right, we aren't trying to have another. We're trying. It's a difficult road at this point, but we are.
Do you want to have another child?
Yes,
okay.
I do. But I don't know if it'll happen because of my age. But we're trying. So,
okay.
I mean, that would be a priority if we can. But we're either going to be able to or not within the next year, let's say. Because the door's closing. Let's put
fair
that.
Enough. Slamming shut. Okay.
That's more important to me than working right now.
Fair enough. All right. So, well, presumably there it doesn't have to be either or. That if you're you're not trying to conceive 40 hours a week.
That's true.
So I mean, it may take some of the pressure of at least a couple of areas of your life. As you know, taking care of small children is time consuming, but not particularly intellectual. Taking care of a 6-year old begins to be more of an intellectual exercise, but much less time involved because they're in school. And so it may be that your sense of dissatisfaction about your life as opposed to your brother's and your sister-in-law's is exacerbated by the fact that your life isn't as rich just because your kid's going to be in school, and you're kind of in this between set. So believe it or not, doing something, and as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I would say volunteer activities, except it sounds like the actual income is part of the issue. So finding, you know, a part-time job or a full-time job, if you get pregnant, obviously you can give your notice. It may be easier to get pregnant, believe it or not, if your stress level, your anxiety level isn't as high. And it may offset some of the notion of disparity and disquiet, because you're moving from a position of relative passivity to a more active one. So that's something to kind of put into the mix, that maybe what's going on is not so much jealousy of your brother and your sister-in-law, but a sense of disquiet or less than being thrilled about your life. I mean, it sounds like you have a nice husband, a kid that you like, maybe not as fancy a car as you were thinking about, but those things will loom larger if your life in general doesn't feel like it's going in a direction that makes a lot of sense to you. So that's something, I know it's not exactly what you were focusing on, but it's something to at least put on the agenda to look at. Okay, in the meantime, what is it? I mean, you mentioned car and house. Do you want more,
a
bigger
vacation,
car?
It's also vacation, it's car, house.
Okay, well, let's look at each of them. Let's look at it, each of them. Do you want a different house than you have?
It's an interesting question that I guess
I'll tell you what. You hear the incredibly cool music, which means what I want you to do is I want you to look very specifically at those three areas. Car, house, vacation. Okay? And if you were in charge, what you would do differently about those three areas, all right? We'll come back and talk about it. Because you can hear my suspicion that this has a whole lot less to do with money than it has to do with a sense that your life isn't going exactly in the direction that you'd anticipated. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back. All right, 855-993-7569.
No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.